I want, if anyone has any questions, I'll give you guys a moment almost. What we're going to do, Bezushem, in Tilsukis, Bezushem, is we're going to do the concept of Kruzbo, which is in Gittin. And then after Sukkot, we're going to start from Dav Beis. So Kruzbo is when you write a Kruzbo, this year actually you write it, because it's the end of Shemitah year. So it's a fascinating topic, and I would like to be able to cover it until Sukkot. I think we can. But we got to make sure we understand everything. That's the most important thing. It's on Daf Lamed Aleph. I'll give you the Marma Kol. So Rav Seder can ask me questions, okay? All right. I wanted to start today with the halakhas of Korbanos. You know, every day in morning, there are certain shuls, unfortunately, I wanted to criticize. There are certain shuls that they say, Baruch HaKadosh Hashem, Mekadosh Hashem Kavarabim, you know, after Birkas HaShachar, and then they skip to Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. That's a terrible thing. It's like they ripped out of the Siddur 20 pages. Literally. Because you're supposed to say Korbanos. And the Korbanos, if you look in the Siddur, are the Talmud. You guys know what I'm talking about in the Siddur, the Talmud, which is Savas B'nai Yisrael, the Ketoris, the Yom HaShem HaMosha Kachachal Samin, and then the third one is the Mishnayis Adeiz El Mechoma. Every day, everyone should really say that every day, okay? In fact, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah always teaches us that it's a key of D'Oraisa. You fulfill a mitzvah of D'Oraisa, mamish, by saying Korbanos. You know, everyone is very mocked about Pesukim Dezirma, which is a great thing, but Pesukim Dezirma is like a Midas Hasidus. We should say Pesukim Dezirma as well. You know, Pesukim Dezirma is from Baruch Shomer to Yishtaba. But a higher level is Korbanos. Korbanos is a higher level, Mamish. Mamish a higher level. So every day we should get to davening a little bit early, get a good night's sleep. The Rambam writes the first bracha that you say every day is Hamapil. Why is that the first bracha you say every day? A matzah when you go to bed. So the Balei Musar say that's when your day begins. Your day begins when you go to bed. You get a good night's sleep every day. The Moshe writes, guy stays up 3 o'clock in the morning, Mrs. Minion is not doing the right thing. You go to sleep on time, get a good night's sleep, you get up early for Minion, and you say Korbanos in Yeshua when you get to it. Right, you wake up in the morning. You wash your hands 3 times on each hand, according to the Gaon Vilna, 4 times. The Rama says 3. The Gaon says 4. Wash your hands, alternate. Then you go to the restroom. Then you wash your hands again 3 or 4 times in front of the Rama, 4 times in front of the Gaon. You say the Tumas are dying, Asher Yotzer, or Kain Neshama. Well, Kain Neshama should follow Asher Yotzer. You could do that in rooms. And then, if you want in your room, you could say Birkas HaTorah, or you could say it in shul. But you might be thinking about what we did in shul yesterday, tomorrow. So you want to say, not allowed to learn Torah before Birkas HaTorah. So you could say Birkas HaTorah if you want in your rooms, or don't think in Torah until you get to this matter, say Birkas HaTorah. It's an issue to learn without Birkas HaTorah. That's one of the reasons why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And you know what Birkas HaTorah is. It's at Lasso, Baharevna, and Asher Bacharbanu. Then you say Varecha, and you say Ilu Torah. And then you say the Birkas HaShachar. Now, if you can do it, you should say the Akedah as well. The Machaber and the Ramah say to say the Akedah if you can. Now, I'm davening for the Ovel now because I'm an Ovel, so I don't have time to say Akedah with the Shul because guys got to go to work. I say the Akedah after davening. But at least the base level, what we do is we say Birkas HaShachar. We go to Lol Mei Adam, and I say the Tamid, the Kairos, and Ezel Makoma. And then Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Okay? And I say the Akedah after davening. I also say Pita Makhtaris. You know Pita Makhtaris? Are you guys familiar with this in the, you want me to show you in the Siddur? They have an art school Siddur there? Elliot? Yeah, thank you very much. Let me show you guys. You're familiar with it. You're not familiar? You know, it's a great feeling when you're able to say, and don't think it's so long. You get in the regulars of doing it. You can say the whole thing in an hour. The whole davening from beginning to end. You see, this is the Kairos. This is the Akedah. And this brings the Olam Yehadam to the Yari Shamayim. And then, this is where you get to the Korbanos. This is the Talmud. Should say Talmud here. Oh yeah, it says that on the bottom. The Talmud. Then the Ketoris. And then I say the Ribon Oilman. See the Ribon Oilman? Right after that, then Ezel Makomen on the Mishnayos, and that leads you into Rebbe Shmuel. And if you don't, see, I haven't set up for now. It's a good thing to do. You're starting Elwell. We know we're starting Elwell now soon. It's a nice thing to do. Now, I also say after davening, actually I say it myself in the shul, I say the Kior and the Trumas Hadashim. And then there's this Pikamak Kairos. Now, Pikamak Kairos is said by the Ashkenazim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We don't say it every day. Why not? Because it says if you skip one of the spices, you have this in Shemayim. Now that doesn't mean you go crazy about it, you know. You don't go your OCD, but you say it, you're supposed to say it slowly to make sure you don't skip one. Because the Gemara says if you skip one of the spices, 11 spices, you have this. That's why the Ramosas Ashkenazim want to say it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because we don't want to say it every day. In Eretz Yisrael, the Vilna Gaon, I'm sure you guys said it. The Vilna Gaon and Yisrael Haskin as they say it. So you got to make sure you don't skip a word there when they say the Ktiris. But we don't say the Ktiris at the end of davening, but we do say this. So I say this after davening as well. So it's not that much, but I guess, again, the baseline is the Tami, the Ktiris, and Ezel Makoma. Okay, the Talmud, the Kteris, Ezel Makoma. Yes, Benji, go ahead. That's a good question. That's a good question. This is far as just Rabbanus by Mitzvah. Minig Ashkenaz is not to. Oh, they say it by Mitzvah, the Sfar?
No, by
Yes, this is far says it every day. But I'm saying, you know, even Ashkenazim say it, because they follow the Vilna Gaon. They say it every day, like we have it here. They say it also at the end of Davin. They say it every day, because the Ktoris was offered every day. We just don't say it, because we're afraid that we might miss. But we do say the early one.
Wait,
there are two parts of the Ktoris.
Say it both at the beginning of Davin and
right.
At the end?
That's correct.
But I thought it was only offered
once. Well, this is just maybe mentioning what it was, okay? This is maybe mentioning. And then you say what Abaye said. You ever saw what Abaye says? Abaye gives the order. Abaye gives the order of what you're supposed to do in the Bessa Mikdash. Abaye says what you're supposed to do with the order in the Bessa Mikdash. You ever saw that? Abaye. Now, Rav Avadya Zatzal says you should skip the word Havde. Why skip the word Havde? You know why? Because the last letter of Abaye is a Yud, and Havde would spell out Yud Kevavke. So if you look in the Gemara does not have the word Havde, Yumor. So I say Abaye Misadir. I skip the word Havde. That's what Bavadi writes. It makes a lot of sense. Okay? So this I can't stress to you enough that you should start saying it if you don't say it. At least the Talmud Ketiris and the Ezel Makoma every day. We really should train ourselves to get in the Megillus of saying the Kabbalah. It is a Kiyum D'Oraisa. What is it based on? So I want to share with you three Gemaras about Kabbalah, which I want you to get down and make sure we know it. And I'll tell you, it's very upsetting if you go to a shul and they skip from Mekadosh Hashem from Aravim to Rebbe Shmuel Omer. It's not right. They ripped it out of the Siddur. Not literally, but they actually did. The Gavonah should be said, and it should be in regulus of someone saying it. Now, no one's ever said this to me in the shul, but Rav David Lifshitz HaTzal, the greatest yeshiva here, used to live here for 50 years, he would not say this brach with Shem Hashem. Ruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Hashem from Aravim. It's not mentioned anywhere in Shas. Nowhere in Shas is it mentioned. So his minig was not to say a bracha not mentioned in Shas. So you know what he would say? Ruch Atah, Mekadosh Hashem from Aravim. He would skip Shem Hashem. To this day, no one has noticed in the shul that I skip Shem Hashem when I daven for Yom Kippur. Keep it quiet, right? There's nothing wrong with it, but you guys, if you say it, no problem. But I want you to be aware of it, because whenever you get involved with a bracha, you never want to say a bracha levatala. What's a bracha levatala? A blessing in vain. Because the Rambam writes, you're over lotisa. You're over the third of the Ten Commandments. If you forget, if you say a wrong bracha. So that's why we get nervous about it. Taisus and Rosh Hashanah says only Ravana. It's still us. But the Rambam says it's lotisa. Yes, Yashu.
If we're this worried about it being a bracha levatala, shouldn't that be made known to people?
If we're so worried about what?
If we're so worried about the connection of our Rabbi being in a bracha levatala, shouldn't that be more well known?
Yeah, but it became part of the Masorah to Siddur. You have to check exactly what. I'm sure some Rishonim have it as a Makor. But that's what David said. In fact, this we don't do, but the Rav was mocked. We got to check this out, but I'm pretty sure the Rav would not say, I'm close to laying cough of Shem Hashem. That everyone does. But I don't think this is in the Gemara either. I don't think so. You got to check. In the end of Brachos are on Daf Samech, it has all the Birkas HaShachar. I don't think Nosel Lankov is in there. I don't think. We have to check that out. Okay? So, it's a good thing always to get the davening early. We daven Mincha right after Shir. Okay? We end Shir 2:30 without Mincha. Biz Hashem. And then you'll be done by at least 10 or 12 too. You'll have time to, you know, take a snack or drink or get ready for your college. Okay? But I can't stress enough that it's modern. You have time. YU is a great Shiva Baruch Hashem Leonar, and it's a training out for life to be disciplined with your time. You got a last level program, the Torah, and you got to live in a goal, and you got to be disciplined. Not to be like a robot, you got to play ball and exercise, but you want to be able to learn 9 to 3 strong. That's your dedication to the learning, and hopefully night shader if you can. And I would recommend, if you can at night, maybe Chaz or Shir for a half an hour, whatever it is, or if you can't, do that at night, to do it in the morning, in the beginning of Seder, but to be there on time every day to go over it, okay? So, let me just do the three Gemaras and then we'll break, and I'm going to give out the Mar Mechomos. Follow the Mar Mechomos. They're not so many, looks like a lot, but they're short, okay? And we're starting from Lama Dalai Mez, the Mishnah. That's where we're going to do Prusbol till Sukkot, okay, the concept of Prusbol. If this is when you write a Prusbol, once every 7 years, I figure it's in Gittin, we should do it. And then after Sukkot, we'll start from that base, okay? I have to write a lot of proofs for guys in the shul that do loans. Guy loans a guy $100,000. Shmita cancels the loan at the end of the year. He doesn't want to lose $100,000. So you have to write a whole document called a Prusbol that keeps the loan intact. So that's what we're going to learn about. This is a very fascinating din of Takana Villa. Okay, let's do the three Gemaras. And then we'll break. I'll give out the Mar Mechomos. You can ask me questions throughout Seder, okay? You can ask Aryeh and Binyamin, who are the Shir assistants, the wonderful guys. Again, Binyamin just got married. And you can ask each other. And you can ask me all the time. But I would tell you, you know, try to, you know, obviously, you have to go to the restroom. You got to go to the restroom. You really need to get a coffee break. Okay, try to get the coffee before. But really, that this time should be dedicated to the learning. And I'm there to help you. And if anything I can be of help with regarding YU or anything, you know, you can always ask me. I don't know if I can, but you can always ask me. Feel free to ask me anything. I'm here, B'yayin Hara, as you said, in the afternoon, as a helper chef in the Smitha Polo. So I'm here from 3 to 6:30, except on Tuesdays. Tuesdays we have early shir. I go home early on Tuesday. Tuesday we have shir at 11, 11 to 12 15. That's the day I go home early. But the other days I'm here the rest of the day, and guys come in the base matter, talk to me if they want to talk to me, no problem. Okay? Generally, at lunchtime, I try not to, because I like to prepare for shir, unless it's a real burning thing you need to talk. But generally, I like to talk with the guys in the afternoon or whenever you want to talk. Just let me know, and we'll make a time. Okay, let's just break with the three Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Megillah, Lamed Aleph that teaches that Avraham Avinu asked Hashem, how am I guaranteed that my children will inherit Eretz Yisrael? Perhaps they will sin and you'll punish them. Hashem answered to Gemara Megillah. What did Hashem answer him? If they sin, what's the big deal, buddy? But if they sin, they'll bring a korban and I'll forgive them. You see how important korbanus is. Avram then asks, but what will they do after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? How will they be forgiven? Hashem answers, if they recite the psukim in the Torah of korbanus, it's considered as if before me they have brought the offerings and I will forgive them. From this Gemara, it seems that reciting the Pesukim of Kavanas is considered as if you offered them, but there's no chiyuv to recite them. It's a good concept. Now, I have not, you ever heard of the Siddur Tefilas Kol Peh? It's an Ashkenazic Siddur. I think that's the only Siddur where I've ever seen where they have actually the Pesukim of Hakas, Hashem, and Shlomim. They actually have those Pesukim. We don't have that in most Siddur. They have the Mishnayas that mention the Kavanas, but not the actual Pesukim. I think in that Siddur there is. So the Machaber says it's good to even say those parts. But most Siddurim don't have them. So that's the first Gemara I want you to know. Laman Aleph in the base. The second Gemara is Gemara Menachos. On Kuf Yudah Menachos. Says the name of Yitzchak. Whoever learns and delves in the topic of Korbanos as if he offered them himself. This Gemara implies that only learning the details on the Lachos Korbanos is considered equivalent to offering them. So if you learn Kavshim as if you offered them. Does anyone know the name of the Chafetz Chaim Sefer Korbanos? You guys heard of the Rif, right? The Rif is a Rishon. He was the Gaon HaDor, lived in Fez, Morocco, year 1000. So he has all the halachas in the Gemaras. Look in the back of the Rif. But there's no Rif on Kutchin. There's a whole Seder in Shas called Kutchin, Karbonis. So you know what the Chafetz Chaim wrote? He wrote his own Rif on what? Karbonis. Likute halachas. So that we'll be ready when the Beis HaMikdash comes to know the Dinim. So this Gemara says if you learn the Karbonis, if you actually want to offer them. And then there's a third Gemara in the same Amud, in Menachas Kufir Ma'af, that teaches the name Resh Lakish. This is interesting. That whoever learns Torah is considered to offer Karbonis. And Rava adds that whoever learns Torah does not even need to offer Karbonis, because learning Torah is even greater than offering Karbonis. Wow. This Gemara teaches that just by learning Torah, it's considered as if you brought Karbonis. So this third Gemara is a little bit more of a Kiddush. You could say, Rabbi, based on this Gemara, why do we have to say Karbonis? We're learning. But that's only if you're learning, guys. Right? No one's, everyone bought this a certain 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day, right? So you should say, you should never use that excuse. Oh, I'm learning all the time, so I can't say Karbonis. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that's how the great Gaon said, at least you got to say the Talmud. He probably said all of them, I'm sure. But he says, even today, Torah that want to what? Even today, Torah that want to not say, they got to at least say the Talmud, and they got to make sure they don't bother. So you know what? That's not a good reason. Okay? I want you to get in the habit of saying the Karbonis. It's not a hard thing. It's not too difficult. It's not too laborious. Too old, you'll be able to get in the habit, and you'll be able to be good. Okay, let's break here. I want to give everyone Mar Mekaymus. Okay, let's give out the Mar Mekaymus. Okay, if you can't read.